Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the Border Management Authority has temporarily closed the Lebombo port of entry following violent protests in Mozambique. You know that violent protests started just after the elections in Mozambique and for some time didn't quite affect our borders until yesterday. The Commissioner of the Border Management Authority, Dr. Michael Masiapato, is on the line with us this evening just to give us a sense of the reasons behind this decision and what the way forward is. Thank you very much, Commissioner, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela. Thanks for the invitation.
Things for some time were almost contained to the capital, Maputo. What happened since then?
Yeah. So, Pamela, we do not necessarily know that much in terms of what made the protesters to, you know, keep on moving out of Maputo. They moved into Matola, which is basically a bit of a township outside Maputo city, and then ultimately arriving at Rasen Garcia, which is basically a bit of a township that's more on the mouth of the port, on the Mozambique side. The reasons as to why it ended up getting to this point, we do not know. But obviously what we suspect is that because we have been moving a lot of chrome on the same corridor, I mean from N4 in South Africa into the equivalent of N4 in Maputo, going through into Matola and then ultimately going to Maputo port, I suspect the protesters wanted to create some kind of an impact and started having protests on that part, which then ultimately started having an impact on us as a country.
I believe, you know, our processing offices were also affected. Just maybe give us an update on that.
Yeah, so basically, maybe let me just give the latest.
Yes.
So what happened in terms of this afternoon is that we did, by the way, I'm here.
Where is that when you say you're here? I missed that for a second. Oh, Commissioner, we are losing you. Maybe if you can move back to where you were in the beginning. Okay, I think that line is almost failing us because I think he's saying he's at the border at the moment. And maybe that's understandable why that line is not holding up. But we'll try in a second again to try and get him back. Commissioner, are you able to hear us?
Yes, Pamela, can you hear me now?
Yes, you are now loud and clear. You were saying I'm here. Where exactly?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that I'm here at Komati Port, just here at the Lebombo Port of Entry. I arrived this afternoon.
Okay.
So I wanted to give you the latest to indicate that when I arrived here, we had a meeting with the Port Management Committee on the South African side and ultimately engaged also with our Mozambican counterpart. And those engagements led us to partially reopening the port of entry, as it were, from around 5 o'clock this afternoon. So the partial reopening, what it meant was we had a lot of people who are Mozambicans on the South African side who had actually wanted to go back home.
Yes.
So on that particular reality, then ended up agreeing with the Mozambican counterpart that let's process them back because they literally want to go back home as it went.
Yes.
So on that basis, we reopened the port and we allowed them to go back.
Okay.
Then the second thing that we did, there had been a lot of South African trucks that had already offloaded their cargo at Maputo port and they were supposed to come back. So those trucks also, we were able to then allow them to be processed back into South Africa.
Okay.
But as for the trucks that are on the South African side, on the corridor, intending to go to Mozambique, those ones, we are not able to process them. Because what the Mozambican security forces did was to give us a guarantee that if we allow their people back, they will be able to deal with that. But in terms of our cargo getting into Mozambique, they said they cannot guarantee. So because we didn't want our trucks to be banned and the cargo to be looted, we then said, let's stop and then we will reconvene tomorrow to reassess the situation.
You assisted, my understanding is that yesterday you had to assist some of the Mozambican officials who themselves came under attack and their vehicles. What's the latest with regards to that?
Yeah, you see, yesterday when they literally started rioting around the mouth of the port, as it were, and they actually banned some of the offices where the officials on the Mozambican side are actually working, those officials literally had to exit the offices and run to the Mozambican side. So on that basis, we have seven officials that we had to house on the South African side and make sure that they are effectively protected. So as far as that is concerned, those particular officials today in the morning, they went back into Mozambique. But because we reopened the port actually this afternoon, they actually came back to do the work. And then, as we speak now, I was at the port myself. I've seen the officials. They also still came to the South African side. Mm-hmm. And they are just accommodated to make sure that they are not, their lives are not threatened, mm-hmm. because they are supposed to be staying at the quarters or at the staff quarters here at the port, but on the Mozambican side. So they are not sure if the people might not maybe come in the middle of the night and start burning their buildings. That is why then we have them on our side.
So just for clarity again, in terms of our processing offices, our South African processing offices on the Mozambican side, my understanding is that they were torched yesterday. Can you update us on that?
No, our processing offices are not touched.
Okay.
Are not touched. So the protesters never crossed through. Because
okay.
What we did, we basically reinforced the deployment of our security forces, the border guards, the police, as well as the SNDF, to protect our infrastructure.
Gotcha.
So they never came to our side. They just touched theirs on the Mozambican side.
So we know that next week some SADC leaders are going to be meeting. In the meantime, you know, what's the mood like in that area where you are currently on the opposite side of the border?
You see, this afternoon, Pamela, I spoke to the chief of immigration in Mozambique, and what he basically confirmed to me is that the protesters had given themselves 7 days to have a non-stop protest.
Mm.
And today is day six, tomorrow is day seven. So what they tell us is that in day seven, which is tomorrow, is their last push.
Okay.
And they will be doing everything possible to do whatever that they want to do that side, which is truly an issue of Mozambique everywhere. Now, we are, hence I'm here. Tomorrow I'm going to be meeting with the Port Management Committee. Then we'll be observing the activity in collaboration with our Mozambican counterparts to understand what is it that is going on. Meaning, on the last day of the protest, according to their timeline, how is the situation? So once we are able to get a confirmation by tomorrow that everything is settled, the protest has ended, we will then open the port full-time opening, and we will be able to start operating. But this afternoon when I was at the port, things were fairly under control.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because they deployed their military on streets as well as on the corridor to bring in stability. And that is why we're able to do the partial reopening.
Appreciate your time, Commissioner of the Border Management Authority, Dr. Michael Masiapato, just giving us an update. He says he is himself. He was at the border this afternoon, and he's giving us his own account of what he managed to see, not only get reports from authorities, but as things stand, he says things were settled in a way around the border area, and tomorrow we should get an update on whether they will properly open the border gate, but obviously we will have to wait and see, and they themselves will get some sort of indication from the authorities whether it is safe enough to do that tomorrow.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.